Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zulli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live. Good morning to our family, you know who you are. And good morning to our High Face Superstar host. He doesn't like the title, but that's the way it is.
Good morning, Easy Way family. What? Good morning, Dad. And you guys heard that special intro.
Absolutely.
In the beginning there. We have a special guest today.
A very familiar one.
Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and now the Retirement House with over 6 million something subscribers. And man, we can't wait for today's interview. But Dad, I gotta jump in and let everybody know to download our app, guys.
It is absolutely incredible.
It is moving. We are moving like crazy. Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W A Y, interactive. Letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, space, interactive on Google Play or Apple Store. And all of our Easy Way family, our community, they're all coming together. They're making groups. I mean, this thing is building like crazy. And this is brought to you by Better Vision. This show is brought to you by Better Vision for Children.
For
BVC charity.org. Make sure you subscribe to www.rbllive.com. And man, Dad, this last week,
wow.
The American Film Convention, Fashion for Peace, Shutterstock Runway, we have been having so much fun, guys. Make sure you follow my Instagram and the Easy Way Family Instagram, but E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Instagram or Easy Way Family on Instagram. You're going to see all the fun stuff we've been doing. You're also going
to
see it in the app. Yeah.
Yeah. Super app, Eric.
Yeah, you're being interviewed on the carpet now, you know, like people are wanting to interview you as the president of Better Vision for Children, as my dad. You know, I loved last night how Runway TV, which was the biggest outlet at the event with Vivica Fox, Akon, Paula Abdul, and so many others, Vanessa Williams, et cetera, and Jacob,
busy
the Stars, big event at the Avalon. They pulled you on the carpet. I don't know if you noticed that, Dad, but like people are pulling you on the carpet now, wanting to interview you because of what you're doing for these kids.
And who interviewed me was cool. I had Samantha Goldberg as the super host of the carpet last night, and it was exciting. There's a big 20-foot carpet, and all the people
and
at a historic place.
And some of you guys might remember Samantha Goldberg as the star of Celebrity Weddings on E! Entertainment. As well as the face of the Hilton Hotel. She's also one of our celebrity hosts now as well. And I got a chance to rekindle my flame with my man Akon, with Convict. Like, we go way back with Convict Music.
Yeah,
and
videos.
Yeah, so I want to give a great big shout-out to Cassidy Michaels for making that actually happen.
Oh, yeah. He was excited to see you, right? It was pretty cool. And you know, look at the memories. I mean, we're talking a lot of old videos and a lot of the people, Akon and a lot of the other people we ran into, I don't know how many people say, oh, I go back 20 years with Easy. And and then you walked up to the different tables and the people were yelling across the room, hey, Easy. definitely have a.
It's been a while since I've been in Hollywood, so people are happy to see me. But guys, we got to go to commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We got Aretha Gray coming up. Aretha Gray is doing some big and amazing things with this retirement house. If you guys aren't following Retirement House or Aretha Gray on TikTok or Instagram or Easy Way Interactive, because you know we're going to be doing our thing there, make sure you're following them. Make sure you're staying tuned. So we're going to go to commercial break. This is the Easy Way pitch party coming up this Thursday. And that's another thing. All the VIPs you hear on these interviews and everything that you hear and you see on social media, you can actually meet everybody in our Easy Way Interactive app and on stage on our Zoom VPP event. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text Easy Way. Text Easy Way to 59925. If you want to get involved and connect with us, text letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y to 59925. Without further ado, we have the Aretha Gray coming up on our RBO live stage. And she is one of the hippest, sexy, ready to party senior pranksters, and you guys remember her from NBC's hit series Betty White's Off Their Rockers, born in Los Angeles, California. You've seen her in so many different appearances in television, movies, and things like Three's Company and General Hospital and Angel Dusted and Welcome Home, Brother, and so many things. And now she's the rockin' granny. Well, she doesn't seem like a granny. She's like a 21-year-old friend. But she's rocking it with a retirement house, dancing on rooftops and jumping on a plane. Without further ado, let's bring our very good friend, Easy Way Family, Aretha Gray, to the stage.
Yeah, no stuntman neither was, or stuntwoman neither for Aretha, I'll tell you. She'll just jump out of that plane.
Good morning.
Hello, Aretha. Thanks for coming on Radio Boomers Live. I think you're very familiar with the show, and like I said, no stunt women needed for your parts. You'll just jump out of that plane, parachute or not, and you'll be fine.
Well, just seeing you every, or talking to you at least every week, and I listen to you, and you sound just wonderful as always, and... What can we say about Eric? Eric is Eric. He is the clown of the century. He's everywhere.
He's not
in L.A. so much, and I'm glad you're coming back to L.A. and Hollywood. But love
yeah,
your,
we had a few spots.
And the other part of the county, the other part of I want to say Los Angeles, but it's really a little bit too far to be Los Angeles. But I get to come out there every once in a while and see you. And what can I say about Better Vision for Children? Jim, you're doing it, my brother. You're raising money for kids. They're improving vision. They're pulling you on the red carpet because you're the man. You're the one.
That's exciting, yeah. And, you know, you get to share what you're all about and bring attention or awareness to the kids. I mean, that's a good thing. And, you know, Reed, the time goes by so fast, doesn't it? I mean, we're, I said, Reed, how many years have we been doing this? I'm like, geez, a few years. And you said about eight or so. Where do they go? It's like, wow.
Well, it opened up a whole new world to me. I am currently on the retirement, well, it's not the, it's retirement house. It's on TikTok. It's on IG. And we basically, we do things that are lots of fun. We keep up with the dance trends and with the songs. Some of the songs I can't sing all the words to, but I can hum through some of them. And we also are doing the job of connecting the baby boomers to the Gen Z. And even all the generations to Gen Z, before Gen Z, in the middle of Gen Z, we're connecting them together. Because we used to call it the what did we call it, the generation gap. When they said we were the generation gap because we couldn't get ourselves together. Well, that gap has kind of widened since people know how to use the internet and adults don't understand why you're getting internet. Everybody is having a great time communicating with one another on the internet, and now people are saying, well, how do I do it? How do I do it? Tune in to Retirement House, and we'll give you a few lessons every once in a while. Like, Jim, you know what Riz is? You got Riz. Brother, you got Riz.
Oh, okay. So I got to get caught up on that in my updated dictionary. Riz.
Yeah, you've got charisma.
Charisma. Okay, that's cool. You got
Riz.
I like that.
And so we kind of throw a few slang words around that we learn. And it's funny because the young guys who actually do our photographs and our taping and stuff, they're in their 27s or in their 20s. I call them the 27s because all of them have either just been 27, they're going to be 27, or they are 27, our entire crew, it seems like. And we say things like, do you know who Frank Sinatra was? Do you know they don't know who Frank Sinatra is?
You almost fall over. I was doing that last night. I said, okay, how about, and when I mentioned finally John Wayne, they go, yeah, I heard him. Or John Wayne, Elvis, people. But, you know, there's so many that, it's like for us, they're the big stars, and they just don't know. But on the other hand, Reese, do we know the celebrities maybe 30 years before our time? A lot of those names we don't know, and that's what it is. It's a 30, 40-year gap, you know?
Yeah.
Can you believe 30, 40-year gap? Holy smokes. Where'd that come from?
I know. You like
so,
to
so, Lisa. Lisa, Dad, I want to read a little article here from BuzzFeed News, which is pretty big, on the retirement house, on Reetha. And then, Reetha, my question to you is, what is your most memorable moment on retirement house and why? So in the backyard of West Hollywood Mansions that Zillow says is worth $4.5 million, there's a Separagenarian, I can't even read that word, with a side part of the thick mustache standing on the plastic table on a small frame is the kind of vibrant windbreaker that would be highly coveted by a thrift store and any of his legion and online admirers. Do you want to go viral or not? A suit wearing 8-year-old yells from a blow. He's an actor. And so basically they start talking about a lot of the people in Retirement House. It's a long article, and you guys should look up this this article. Look up Retirement House on Google. You'll probably see BuzzFeed. But the title is Retirement House is on a mission to change people's ideas of aging through TikTok. Reetha, to you.
I have not that. I'm so excited to hear that. We are filming in a mansion in Beverly Hills. It's a beautiful mansion. We have like 5 bedrooms there. We've got a theater room, and it's where we do our filming, because most TikToks and things on the internet are filmed in somebody's house. So we film in the in our mansion. People say, do you guys really live there? No, we kind of don't. But we do hang out there. We do our TikToks there. We have lots of fun. We're like a family. And like families, we fight amongst ourselves. But we have a united front to change the world so that people don't look at old people as old. We've been on trips to Las Vegas, to New York. We've met people that we never thought we would meet. We've done things we thought we would never do. I jumped off of a 108-story building in Las Vegas. It was awesome.
Wow. Well, you mean bungee jump, right? You didn't like drink Red Bull and fly.
There were cords, but they weren't bungees. Okay. We didn't. Yeah, I don't think my body could handle the bounce.
Oh,
so
okay,
as we close to the ground, they do slow us down. But you walk out on air, and it's amazing.
Jeez,
it sounds like such a blast. Like you're making money, you're having fun, and it sounds like what everybody's dream would be to have a career doing. And I mean, I don't think I ever see you without a smile on your face.
What?
Do you remember the paintball, Rita? Do you remember the paintball? I still have a picture of you. You were paintballing all over, and you were sitting at a table with your head down, resting after a long session of shooting each other. Yeah.
That was the
Peace Fun Games by Adrian Peace Paul. I actually hosted that and played in the games. I think, Rita, were we on the same team or were you opposite? Were you blue or red?
No, I saw one person get hit by a paintball, and I said, I'm out.
Hey, well, you know,
I was willing to do.
You guys had the padding on for the paintball, and the cameraman didn't have any padding. That was me at the time. And, boy, they were told, don't shoot at the cameraman, and they ignored that. I took several hits, and so did the camera. I had a green camera when I got back.
Exactly.
But, Reese, this is supposed to be retirement house, and you're by far retired. I mean, isn't that a funny scenario, right?
It really is. There's six of us that aren't in the cast, and we're all having the time of our lives. We shoot all kinds of crazy situations that we get into. We've got our Halloween things that are going to be posted soon, and we've got some really funny stuff coming up with that. We have a great time. I never thought I would get paid to have such a great time.
Yeah.
And then back to my question, because we actually had one of the fans asked, what is your most memorable experience on Retirement House, Rita, and why?
I think, well, there's several memorable experiences.
Give us three that stand out in your head.
We went to a concert in Las Vegas, and it was like 3:00 in the morning, and there were like 2,000 to 3,000 kids in this room in this mass hotel in Las Vegas, and we were just jumping up and down and having the greatest time at this concert. I had been to concerts before, but not close up and personal. And it was that was awesome, just being around all these young kids. And they were all looking at us like, what are you guys doing here? But we had a wonderful time doing it. One of my favorite TikToks that we shot was me and the lady that plays Mabel. We started off giving each other the finger, and I was trying to paint her, and she wouldn't stay still. She'd keep giving me the finger, and we chased each other around the house, ran outside the house, and all of a sudden the policeman was there, and he had us sitting down on the curb with our hands behind our back, and I gave her the finger with my foot.
Laughter is the best medicine, and it's so needed now with these elections and with all the news and all the weather stuff going on. More laughter is needed, and this stuff is really hilarious. And, you know, there's no retirement, right, Reese? I mean, you just keep going.
Yeah, you know, I did a movie with Bette Davis years ago. She was doing this terrible part in this terrible movie, and she would hang out with the extras. And so one of them asked her, Miss Davis, why are you doing this? Why are you, you know, making a movie is hard work. And she was quite old at the time. And she said, you work or you die.
Yeah.
And she took that to heart. Either you're going to keep working and stay active or you're going to die. So do what you can, whatever way you can. And The last thing I was going to say for the thing that was my most, I guess, favorite and fun thing is just the camaraderie of the cast and the fun that we have together showing younger people. You don't have to grow old and be stiff and laying in bed and
no way
out of the situation. You can
shuffling
be
around.
And don't think that we're just superhuman. We're not. We have our aches and our pains, and we got our COVID shots, and, you know, we keep ourselves healthy. But that's what you have to do. You have to enjoy life because guess what? It's going to be over so much sooner than you think.
It goes so fast. And you may not stay with the job that you had. Maybe you're not ready to handle that, but there's 100 other things you can keep busy with. And what you're doing, how much better can it be when you're doing something you love?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Rita, you're so famous that even the dogs love you, even the animals.
I don't know. I think he wants to be interviewed, actually.
We'd love to have all of the Aretha family, Aretha Gray family, even the animals. What type of dog do you have, Aretha?
It's not my dog. It's a house sitting a dog.
Oh, gotcha.
A baby
okay.
A dog, and it's the spoiledest little brat that you've ever seen.
So Aretha, on Betty White's Off the Rockers, same question, because we had another fan ask that question. What's your favorite moment that you can recall as far as episodes or behind the scenes or any favorite moment that you can recall with Betty White's in that show?
My absolute favorite thing that happened on the show was we were shooting. It was my first day shooting with just me and Betty in a scene. And they started pouring smoke into the room because they do that for atmosphere for Hollywood.
Oh.
I'm allergic to the smoke.
Oh,
so my eyes started running. My throat was closing up. I was coughing. And I thought, this woman, she was 90 years old. It's like, she's going to have me thrown out of here. And I couldn't stop it. And then she turned to me and she said, are you okay, dear? Is there something I could do? Can I get you some tea or something? I thought, Betty White is asking, can she get me tea? It was my favorite moment of the whole show. And my favorite prank of the show was we were dressed in nuns' costumes, and this guy comes running by with no shirt on. And I say, put your shirt on. Nobody wants to see that. And he stops, turns around, and starts cussing me and this other nun out. And then we finally told him, it's a prank. It's a prank show. See, there's cameras, everything. And he said, you're not going to put that on television, are you? He said, it'll be funny. It'll be great. He said, I don't want my mother seeing me cursing out nuns. And he refused to sign the slip, unfortunately. But we had the fun of just laughing. Oh,
that
you're
stuff is hilarious.
Out in front of your mother, huh? Okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And you remember Candid Camera when that first came out with the pranks? And they're just so—they're so clever the way you put these things together.
Absolutely.
You know,
and so Aretha, in we have about another six minutes or so. In talking about, I want to share everybody with the story. Do you remember how we met? How you got involved with Easy Way? Because I always give the real story, and I always give credit to where credit is due. I'll give you a hint. It was a gentleman that introduced us together.
Oh no, he changed his name and now I can't think of his name. But I know who he is.
His name is Flash now.
Flash.
And yeah, he was a NASCAR driver and did a bunch of different things, and he introduced us, so shout outs to Flash. We appreciate you.
The Flash.
So how about this, Retha? What's your most memorable moment the easy way? Which event? Because you've gone to like 100 with us. That's a tough one, right?
Oh, that is a tough one.
We've been on a lot of stages. The one with Carmelita's birthday and there's just a lot. I got so many tapes of us. And there's one I think we're doing little dance on the stage. I forgot which one that was. It's hard to pinpoint.
Oh, yeah, we danced on the stage. And
yeah.
I think my favorite times have been on the runway. But what did you call your ladies? Easy Way Angels.
I was
a grandma Easy Way Angel. I enjoyed interviewing people on the carpet.
Yep,
I really and I got a lot of times with you and met lots of famous people.
So EJ Jackson's Turkey Giveaway. You hosted for us. And you interviewed, I believe it was Michaela from KTLA, the mayor or one of the political figures. We were feeding over 10,000 homeless families. I think that's my favorite, most memorable moment with you when you had our microphone. You were hosting for us, and I don't know how many times you've hosted for us. And then the American Cancer Society when we honored Kate Linder. My third favorite moment would be you hosting the first ever, which is now a pretty big deal, I must say, the first ever Easy Way Awards Golden Gala.
Well,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes. That's one of my favorites also.
So speaking of events, Retha, you're going to be joining us on the 26th, the Glamour and Style LA Fashion Week takeover.
That's right. We'll be seeing you next week. Wow.
And then you were honored at the Hoppe Awards, which I'm now a consultant and presenter with. Shout outs to Trey and Tina and Amber. And you're going to be joining us this weekend at the Hoppe Awards.
Wow.
And You're gonna be posting all of this fun that we're getting ready to have and all the stuff we're talking about on the show on the Easy Way Interactive app, right?
Absolutely. The Easy Way Interactive is the way to go. It's the new Facebook. It's gonna tell you everything that's going on in the area, not just Los Angeles. Wherever Easy Way is, it goes.
Well, it's a private. By no means are we a Facebook in any way, but we're like a private version of a SaaS social network, kind of like a Facebook, and all the stars, all the things that you see on the media, you see on social media, you see that you're following, you can actually interact with those stars, with the business owners that we deal with, our members in the Easy Way Interactive app. So if people want to connect with you, they hear this interview, they go, wow, I'd love to have Retha on my show or whatever. It's a win-win on both sides. You get another interview, you get more exposure, and then the fans get a chance. And really, there's no fans, really. It's fam, like family. Everybody's Easy Way family. So it's a vetted social platform, but it's really cool because people can actually interact with you, Retha. And then you can also let people know the deals and the jobs that you got because you know the types of people that are part of the Easy Way family, major high-quality people that I'm sure – you know, we make it easier for people to reach out and touch our Easy Way family online, the outreaching side of things.
And the interaction is amazing compared to like back in the 60s. Look at the interaction you do today. You contact somebody in Europe instantaneously and have them on the show.
Dad, sorry to interrupt you. We have another minute or so. Yeah. Can you join us on our VIP pitch party? Love to have you. It's on Zoom. Yes, you do need to get a little camera ready, but it is on Zoom right on your computer. And it's very, very popular now. We're going on our 118th event with over 97 celebrities, and I'd love for you to be 98. Help us reach our goal for 100.
All right. Absolutely. I'd be honored.
We'd be honored.
I've been on a couple of pitch parties. I kind of sneak in there.
Yeah, but need to feature you. We need to really feature you, and we'd be honored to have you. So in closing, Retha, you were a host actually on Radio Boomers Live. In fact, the show started out with you and my dad just having a blast together. Talk a little bit about that, and do you miss it?
Well,
how many years ago? Wow.
It's because I occupy doing stuff that's equally as, well, I don't know if it's equally as fun, but it definitely was fun doing everything with your dad, with you. We'd always say, don't do it the hard way, do it the easy way. And it was just wonderful the years that I spent with you.
Those years.
It's not stopping from here. There's many, many more to come in the Easy Way Interactive app. And you guys can search Retha Gray on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Retha's been presenter with us. She's been an honoree. She's a celebrity ambassador. She's one of our true, true family in the Easy Way family. And we're just so proud of you, Retha. We're so happy to see everything that you're doing. And I'm going to throw one more moment, by the way, just like a fan moment. I loved your role with Mike Tyson on How I Met Your Mother. That is a memorable one.
That is a memorable one.
Well, thank you so much.
A great deal to Eric. A lot of people try to take credit for things that I've done, and some of them have had some help in helping me further my career. But I got to give a shout-out and thanks to Eric, because without him, I wouldn't have come out of my shell. People don't believe I'm in a shell, but I really was very shy, and helped me to come out of my shell, helped me to learn how to own the carpet from the part of walking it to the part of interviewing people. And I don't know anybody else who gives more people more opportunity to be in touch with more quality people than Eric Zuhle. So Eric.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that, Retha, and I'm just happy to be your friend. So in closing, I want to get your opinion on our new official theme song. This is for the Easy Way family, and then we'll let you go, Retha. I hope that you can stick with us for Carmela's Corner coming up. This is the new official theme song. I'm gonna play like a minute of it, and I want you to tell us your opinion. And I want you to rock and roll. Maybe you can use it on the retirement house or something, and you guys can all dance to it or something. But this is the new official theme song for the Easy Way family. Here we go.
One giant network song. Easy Way Family Rise, shining bright with light, supporting every dream, together you and I.
What do you think, Retha?
I think it's great. I was envisioning you dancing across the stage at the play, taking pictures.
Was that
twerking or something? Remember? What was the name for
that? She was twerking. Dad, didn't you? I had one of my spies watching Retha twerk to that. She was getting down to it.
Okay.
But that's one of the songs, and we'll show you guys many, many more. There's so many more fun things coming up with Retha Gray, and thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with us a little bit, and we're looking forward to hanging out with you at the Hoppe Awards as well as the Glamour Style LA Fashion Week takeover. Anything in closing you want to leave our audience with, Retha?
You're never too old. You're never too old.
It's never too old to watch the dog.
Yeah, right. You're never too old. It's never too late. Do it while you can, because life is short.
There it is. I love it. So go ahead and give us a shout out for Radio Boomers Live and Easy Way Network, and we'll let you go. Thanks so much, Retha.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Jim. Shout out to all the family. Hi.
Hi, guys. Right. Reba Gray from Betty Wolf of the Rockers and Retirement House. You guys can go connect with her on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Go download the app, Easy Way Interactive. She's waiting to say hi to you. Thanks again, Reba. We so appreciate it. And we're going to go to a commercial break now. Make sure you guys subscribe, www.rblive.com. We'll be right back with Carmelita's Corner.
We'll see you next week, Reba.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on EasyWayNetwork.com. Use the invite code EasyWay or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EasyWay Magazine, EasyWay Radio, EasyWay TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Carmelita, you're up.
Yeah, can you play it up a little higher? To that particular selection. I have a very special guest. His name is Dr. Earl Afari Hutchinson, and he recently celebrated his birthday on October the 8th. And in his honor, I wanted to have that particular selection played. It was a song that I played some time ago
and I accompanied myself on the piano singing it. And it's a classic that was written in 1932. And I want to introduce my guest, Earl Alfari Hutchison, who was born on October the 8th in Chicago, Illinois. And he received his Bachelor of Science degree in psychology from the California State College, Los Angeles, his Master of Arts degrees from in Humanities from California State University, Dominguez Hills, and his PhD in Sociology from the Pacific Western University. He began his career in radio working at KPFK Radio in Pacifica, California in 1982. He began a subscription newsletter, Alfari's Bi-Monthly, which discussed political and social issues. He published his newsletter for 12 years, and he went on to write for several newspapers, magazines, including the Chicago Tribune, Los Angeles Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Black World, Ebony Essence, Newsday, Nations, Harper's, and Emerge. Hutchison is the author of many books, and he's also the recipient of many honors. We could go on and on because his credits would take us probably the rest of the day. And he just received another honor recently because he has manuscripts that he wrote that were inducted into a college there, which I want him to tell you about. And I believe I heard him, his familiar chuckle on the line. So Dr. Earl Alfari Hutchison, here we are, and I am feeling grand because we are in the land of grand, one of the grandest places on earth to be, America. Welcome.
Well, thank you. You know what? With that introduction, I love the applause. With that introduction, Carmelita, we finally are making it happen. You know, mm-hmm. we've been kind of going back and forth trying to have a conversation. And boy, do we need a conversation now, probably more than ever at this juncture in our history.
Exactly. Yes. That's very true. Well, I hope you enjoyed our musical introduction. You are, amongst other things, a musicologist. A lot of people don't know that. And I actually remember when you were having that aspect of your passion as a separate show. Are you still going to be producing your show on European classical music?
Well, you know, Carmelita, you are right. You know, I am a long-term and long-time aficionado, you know, particularly even more of a specialist, 19th century European classical music. And two things I've tried to do when I had my regular KPFK political show, the Earl Alfari Hutchison Show, and even before that, the Hutchison Report. What I tried to do was blend in classical music. I would have that as my theme, a lot of theme music, film music, and, you know, little bits in here, little bits and pieces here. Just kind of introduce people, my audience, to aspects of classical music. A little bit later on, KPFK management, they liked the idea. And I had been bugging them for years, how about a classical music show? So they had a new manager that came in. He liked classical music. We tried that. He said, you got the green light. We did that for about 3 or 4 months. Unfortunately, it didn't, from their point of view, for whatever reason, it was taken off. So what I've done from time to time is on occasionally Blog Talk Radio and some other venues, classical music. You know, Carmelita, let me tell you exactly why my other motive is so important with classical music. You know, I am so heavily involved with social political issues. I mean, constantly. I mean, that seems to be my life. like anything else in life, we need a wind down. We need an alternative. We need another world to escape to, another universe. And also the other thing, Carmelita, and certainly you identify with this because it's you. Many people tend to pigeonhole us. Oh, well, you know, all he can talk about is she can talk about is this or do that. But you know what? We wear many hats. We are diverse individuals with many interests. So oftentimes it's surprising to people when they say, well, wait a minute, this guy's into yoga, he's into running, he's into fitness, he's into Mediterranean diets, he's into classical music, he's into urban ballroom dancing. I thought you were just a political analyst. That's all you talked about. I said, no, I'm a human being. I do a lot of things with a lot of interest. I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
Yes.
That's the world we live in.
And I like to refer to myself as a Renaissance woman. That's a term that has been given to me that I've taken on. I like that term because it's probably the best way that I can be described. I mean, I don't like to be pigeonholed at all, as you probably know. In fact, I you know, am living outside the box most of the time. I've always been a rebel, rebel
hey,
with a
cause.
Hey,
that's the only way. I wouldn't have it any other way.
You know.
I love it.
You know, I remember when I was even teaching school, you know, as an LA Unified art educator. I remember I was always rocking the boat. It's a wonder I wasn't called into the principal's office more often because, you know, what is she doing now? You know?
Right.
But it was with a good reason, you know. It was to energize. It was to promote, provoke. And my students, I am so proud of because, you know, I taught nearly 25 years in mostly South Central L.A., some people refer to as the Hood. That's where the riots broke out near Normandy and Florence. And, you know, I had to deal with some heavy hitters there. You know, the Crips, those were my babies. In fact, one of them gave me a blue, beautiful sweater with sequins on it as a gift. And he said, I want you to know I ain't never given no teacher this kind of a gift before. And I wanted to reach out and hug him and thank him. And he said, my mama don't hug me, you know. I said, oh, my God, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, you know. So I've run across a bunch of those. But I always got over with them because they all thought I was their mama. I really did. I adopted them all and you know, embraced them as their mama. And then later on, after I left the district, my friend Mr. Jerome Richardson, who has also been a guest on Carmelita's Corner, said, oh, no, we need you over here. So after I called myself graduating from teaching school in 1989, I went over to Inglewood, quote, opportunity, unquote, school. Now, that's where the roughnecks really were. I mean, those are the kids that have been kicked out of regular school, you know. So I had the bloods over there. So I've had the best of both worlds, you know. But I know you can relate to all of that because you and I have been in, you know, in a universe where we have had to use our influence to encourage and to support people who might go off the rails. And, you know, it's encouraging when you see, like, my youngsters who came in first, second, and third place in the art bicentennial art contest. And at the time, my husband and I had Pittman Limousine Service, and we had the only gold limousine in town. And so they picked up their awards in the same limousine that my husband had used to transport Smokey Robinson the day before to pick up his award when he celebrated his birthday. But, you know, those are just some of many, many, many stories that I could share with you. And we have a lot of friends in common, we discovered, you know, when we talked earlier this morning. Like Donna Dimely, I hope that she's listening and we'll give her a shout-out.
Yes. Well, we do. And it's a small world, and it's a world that we have moved through for many, many years. So no surprise, Carmelita, that we would have, one, a number of people that we know, I mean, up close, in person, work with, and value their friendship and support. And the second thing is, because we've been out there so long, I mean, come on, you're going to be meeting a lot of people because we are active. So that just comes with the chirp. But I want to circle back on something you said, you know, about energizing young people and also oftentimes bumping heads with the establishment. You know, whether you go all the way back to Jesus Christ, and I'm not putting ourselves in that category by any means, or any independent, any challenger, anyone that challenges the authority and the established order down through history, all the way back to the beginning, as you know, it's a double-edged sword. Yes, you're in a position to influence, shake things up, get people to think, get people to act. But Carmelita, you also know, too, the other edge of that sword is you pay a price for it. Oftentimes you're ostracized. Oftentimes you're an outcast. Oftentimes you're ignored and shunned and made fun of and ridiculed. So you have to balance the two. Both of them come with the turf. You move ahead. But also the other thing, the beautiful thing, those that make change, those that energize, history is very kind to them. They are the ones that are remembered, and they are the ones down the line, maybe not at the time, but down the line, they are always cherished, and their contributions and all of their good works, they're valued, and they're eternal. They stand the test of time.
Well, listen, Dr. Earle, you know what? I don't know what to say. When you're having a good time, the time just flies by. And I'm getting a cue now from my producer that another guest is coming on. So I was hoping we could stay on longer. Perhaps maybe you'll consider coming back again in the future.
Carmelita, you know what? I always think this. You know what? Where is it written that you can't send out a second letter or a third letter? Let's
right.
do it again.
Let's do it again. That's the name of another movie. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
And
well,
we're both in that movie, by the way.
Well, guess what? Now we'll make it more than the movie. It will be us reunited again.
Okay, reunited. That's another song, too, by Peaches and Herb. We'll be reunited. Thank you, Dr. Earle, for coming on. And
my pleasure.
All righty now.
Take care.
All right, another awesome segment of Carmelita's Corner, an amazing guest. They just don't stop. Make sure you connect with them on the Easy Way interactive app. And coming up next is our third and final guest, and a very, very special one. I want to give him a really proper introduction. This is the gentleman, guys, that had my back from the day that they rolled the egg on the carpet. And I hatched with a microphone in my hand, and I met him on a carpet that we were kind of producing, and I was also interviewing at. He wasn't on the carpet, but he was on the carpet. We made him get on the carpet that much more. You remember that, Max? And he told me, man, we need to make you shine. We need to make you look good. And, you know, this is what I do. And Max, a million, I call him, is the owner and founder of Mastaloni Connections, 811 South Los Angeles Street. If you want to be suited and booted, you want to see how I looked with Akon and Vivica Fox and Paula Abdul and all of these amazing events, why I get all these compliments, this is the man with the plan, with the suits and the fashion in his hand. Welcome
Absolutely.
To the show. Without further ado, it's so awesome and we're proud to have you, Max.
Max. Hey, and Max is a cool guy, too. Thank you, Max, for coming on. And you are the guy that opens the door to style and the ideas. Because when I went in there yesterday, I thought, that shirt I have is fine, it's casual. And you brought a shirt that I probably wouldn't have picked out. But after you showed me, I had it on and I went to the event, I thought, this is really sharp. This is what's in style. And this is the kind of shirt that went with my suit. So it takes experience, you know. You don't just become a tailor or a stylist like you are. It takes a lot of learning experience. to do it.
Max, thank you so much for taking the time to come on our little old show with close to 800,000 listens now. iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, it goes on and on. We have all of our Easy Way family that clicks the share button, and we're going to get everybody to know about Mastaloni Connections. But before we get to the Mastaloni Connections part, Max, will you please tell us your story from childhood? I really want people to get to know Max just like I do. Please give us your story.
Yeah, and kind of what brought you down that path, Max? Was there any specific person that came in or that, you know, brought you down the path of where you're at today with fashion?
Fashion, yes. Eric, when I was about 13, 14 years old, I had a cousin. He was a tailor. And I was looking at the magazine on that time, and I saw this couple nice look. And I told my cousin, I want to do this look for me, but opposite way. He said, you're crazy. Nobody going to wear this one. You look like a comedian. I said, look, I want to be a comedian. I created a look, and we put it after 2 months. It was Christmas season. We put it in the window, and you cannot believe it. They have so many orders on that particular jacket and the pants and the shirt and tie. My cousin said, I'm going to give you free because we make lots of money for this look. Because it was different. That's all it was, the difference and the color coordination. From that moment, in my mind, I had a very good taste. I can see the colors. And life goes on. I play a little bit of professional soccer. And then I come to this country and start working. And I find my niche. I work for some people. I learn from them. Still I'm learning. But I have lots of followers. They're believing me, and they're believing on my taste. And I create a Christian Couture collection. That's my main clothing line. And been ups and downs for like everybody else. Nobody gonna say I'm all the time successful. No. There is a date, it's a moment, there is a month, you're up, there is a year, you're down. But we're challenging. But I'm here. If anybody needs nice clothes, reasonable prices, with the good quality, they can come see me, and I kind of show them from A to Z what they can put on every day, 7 days a week, and they look like $1 million, period.
Well,
you have the variety. I mean, you could walk in and get a conservative suit, an executive suit, a flash suit, all kinds. I mean, you cover it, like you said, from A to Z.
And I have to second that too, Max. You put a lot of handle, love, and care. And I've been watching you. I mean, we've been together for over 15 years. And every time I've gone to that store,
more, 20 years.
We've known each other for so long, and every time I've seen you with your customers, which they're not even customers, they're regular repeated friends that come in, and you just handle them with so much care. And honestly, anybody that's listening to this right now, you have to realize that if you come into Mastaloni Connections, 811 South Los Angeles Street, that you're going to be handled with care. You're going to be shown what you need.
Absolutely.
You get the intimate love that a lot of these, like, you know, I just went to Hollywood Suit Outlet. Nothing to say anything bad about them. And we got a couple amazing suits, but the love and the care wasn't as the same as I got with Mastaloni Collections. You know, you really care about how people look. I mean, nobody knows fashion better than you, Max, because you've been doing this for so long. And if you're needing men's fashion, and you're going on a carpet, you're going to a meeting, you're going to any type of function with your family, or you just want to look good and maybe go on Instagram and take some selfie pictures, you got to go to Mastaloni Connections.
Eric. When people walk in, they're talking, like Max is in there talking, it's like they're having a good time. You go, like, I won't mention the name, but we went in another place, and it was strictly business. You know, like, here's the suit,
But it's Max has got that attitude, that friendly, and I've always said you can rule the world with a smile, and he treats his customers like family, and
yeah,
just shows them all of it.
And Max, I got a little surprise for you. You know who Warren G is, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so his father is a good friend of mine. And I go way, way, way back with him, and he's a gentleman from Haiti. He deals with kings and queens and princes and he knows every celebrity that exists. But he saw what I was wearing last night, and he asked. He's like, man, since you were egg on that hatched on the carpet, I've been following you, and every time I've seen you, you look so fresh, you know. And I said, Mastaloni connections, my man. I need to bring you into the store. So I'm going to be introducing you, Max, to 1G's father personally, and walking him into that store, as well as Akon, if I can. I reconnected with him. I'm telling you, man, I just got so much love for you, Max, because you really had that love for me in the beginning stages. And I was just a guy with a microphone. I wasn't anything special. I was doing a couple of things. I had a couple million, people on YouTube, but like, it wasn't what it is now. But yet let me ask you this, Max. What was it that you saw in me, and why? Why did you choose me to support me and sponsor and just be there for making me look as fresh and making me shine on all these carpets and the events? Why did you do that?
Eric, you had a lot of drive, and I see that potential on you. And I said, this young man is going to be one day somebody, you know? You have the passion for it. You have a drive for it, and you challenging everybody because you was new, looked like a one soccer player. He run 140 minutes, not 90 minutes, 140 minutes for a game. You did that. And I saw it and I pictured it. I said, this guy is the guy. He can have a good career. And you know what? I can support him as much as I can. That was the whole look, whole drive, and the pictures. What I said.
Well, Eric, I just want to share those suits. We're talking about some really custom-looking suits with the vest. You had the one yellow vest, kind of beige with the beige
easy,
suit.
It was an official easy way suit. That was special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was some real, and this is like high. And I've had people tell me, I remember Pepper even said, when I saw Eric, he just, the way he took over a carpet and the way he was dressed, well, there's Max. And it's, I'll tell you what, Max, you and Eric started something different out there because people would come to do interviews and whatever, and they would have maybe a T-shirt on or jeans. When Eric started doing this and how he shined with you, hooking him up with the suit, people started doing that. They started dressing up more. So you changed the trend, actually, on the red carpets
that.
In Hollywood.
Yep, I remember that.
That's pretty big. That's historic.
Well, I want everybody that's listening right now that if you're not following me, make sure you follow me. But go to my Instagram, and really go through all of the clothing you see me on the NAACP Awards and with Anthony Anderson and Sister, Tamia and Tamara and Paul Abdul and Akon and Vivica Fox and the American Film Convention and all the things that you see that I do, every single suit, pretty much the Family Film Awards on CBS when I presented, Dancing with the Stars, it goes on and 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 on. Every suit that you see me wearing, everything is what it was. Tutto Italy at the time, and so why the change, Max? Why did you change it from Tutto Italy to Mastaloni Connection?
Because somebody did a scam on our company and tried to get money. Yes. And unfortunately, we're fighting that matter still now. That's why we have to close it down on the name, because they're trying to get a loan from our company without our authorization. That was the biggest thing that they did. And but there was, unfortunately, we find out that Nigerian people.
Well, I'm actually glad it happened because I like Mastaloni connections a lot better. You know, the logo. I mean, you guys got to look for the orange and the blue. That's what they're known for.
And blue. That's our signature.
Yep. And you're rocking out there, Max. You're going to be one of the lead designers on a real big event that Derek Hutchinson is doing, and I'm producing on, and we're all coming together on the Glamour and Style. Yeah. LA Fashion Week takeover. It's like the final biggest event for LA Fashion Week. And we have myself, Robert Richard, Trey Ireland, Patrick Fawcett. I'm going to see if Warren G's father, VP, Big Papa wants to get involved and more and more celebrities all wearing your suits. And not only do you have suits, but I mean, I want to point out you have jackets, you have jeans. I still got your jeans, those really cool Italian black jeans you gave me. I rock them every day. They're like my favorite jeans. And the belts and the shoes and the hats. You have everything for men, you know. And then we're going to be working on a special fashion show in your store. We're going to be working on real special. In fact, the March 2nd, event that we're doing in the city and county of Los Angeles, California, the Hills Hotel with Trey Ireland, Kate Linder from Young and the Restless, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is hosting it. Samantha Goldberg from E, highly involved. We're talking to so many amazing people to benefit Better Vision for Children. And I know that you're going to be donating something very, very special at that event to help these kids. And I know that you've been involved with charity and nonprofits for so long. I really want to highlight the philanthropist in you, Max.
I will be there, and we're going to put something to help these kids to get better vision.
So what I'm thinking, I want to creator. I'm a brainstormer on air, and then my best stuff comes out. When I'm on air or really in the shower, those are some good ideas and places. but basically what I'm thinking is we're going to have a lot of people that would love to be suited and booted, but you never know the size, right? So we have a couple examples of the type of fashion that you have, but what if we gave away for the biggest donation, which 100% of that money goes to these kids to stop them from blindness, schools, all the things that Better Vision for Children does. But what if we gave away a special experience with Max at Mastaloni Connections, where you suit them and boot them, you make them look, and then we'll bring Easy Way Promotions into it, and we'll market them. We'll combine it together.
I talked about Max with Max about working with the kids, and he's all excited. He's in.
So what do you think about that, Max? I want people to get excited about that.
It is a blessing to help people. You know, everybody needs help. Everybody needs help. We have to help our people, regardless.
Yep, and we
have lots of.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this country, some parents, they don't care about the kids. That's the very unfortunately. You have to love your kids, regardless. You have a God on your heart, and if you have your second God is your parents and the. Then goes to the kids. You have to transfer love to the kids. If you don't transfer the love to the kids, you're nobody.
The Bible even says, be the mother or father to those who have none. And, you know, if you're not going to be a foster, people understand they have their things to do. And it doesn't mean you have to be a foster parent, but you can get involved in many ways in helping these kids I remember when I used to work with them years ago and be at the foster homes, they would be on the phone a few days before Thanksgiving or Christmas trying to call somebody that they could go have a dinner with for Christmas or Thanksgiving, just to go to somebody's house. But they were all incarcerated or deceased, and they had a hard time finding somebody. So that's what we try to do, especially around the holidays. That's where I go on Christmas.
Yeah, we're gonna do a big toy drive on December 15th at the Hills Hotel as well. If you want to get involved, Max, So Max, is there any stories you could share with us? I know you've dressed so many people. You've done so many things in your life. Any stories you could share that would be inspiring to maybe other up-and-coming designers, other up-and-coming people that want to be like Max, that want to walk in Max's footsteps?
You know what? Nobody is perfect, and everybody, I think, you have to learn somehow. But you're never going to say, I know everything. Nobody knows everything. You have to have it step by step and listen to somebody as experience and as a right taste. Experience make a big difference. And you have to see on the fashion, you have to see colors. Any colors is not for everybody else. You know, first thing, Eric, you like flashy stuff. That's different. Somebody that's conservative, you have to listen to your customers. You have to create a look for every individual. You cannot go and put something that does not make any sense to somebody who's executive, but you can change a little bit. Take out from the box what he is to wearing all the time black and navy. You can put some nice pinstripe suit, some window pane jacket with nice trousers. You feel more comfortable and more relaxed because Friday you can be relaxed with nice sport jacket, nice shirt, no tie, or pair of jeans. You can do contrast, something, to build a new image, you know, new look for everybody. Everybody
needs
to be...
So we had to go close up the show now, but you mentioned something. Guys, if you go look on Easy Way Interactive, if you look on Facebook, you'll see that there's a live – again, everything's on the Easy Way family, Facebook groups, Interactive as well as LinkedIn. You'll see a special live real-time Max is actually dressing me for the Fashion for Peace event supported by Paul Abdul Icon and Vivica Fox and so many others. And you said something on that video, Max, where like, if you come see me and you mention that you're part of the Easy Way family, again, 811 South Los Angeles Street, Mastelloni Collections, that you'll give them a special deal or a special discount or something. I want
anytime,
you to say this.
Anytime anybody mentioned Easy, even our new collection coming in, you're going to get 30% off. And we have at the store right now we have at the store, we have lots of 50% off of some merchandise. We're just cleaning them up. But again, I say, anybody come, ask Max or Willie, we will be able to give special discount, 30% on anything they buy at Easy Show.
Wow, guys. You mentioned that you're part of the Easy Way family.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Matt. And by the way, thank you so much for all the kind words that you said about me. I'm so humbled, and you're my guy as well. And I endorse you 150%. And I really give you a lot of credit, Max, and Mastelloni Connections, because it was one of the fuels or oils in my engine that helped me drive and be able to get to where I am now today. It really was. No, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, you and Pepper certain people in my life truly, truly believed in me. And now I'm going to reciprocate. Now I'm going to do everything I can. I mean, guys, just like Max said, let's help these kids. Let's help Max. I want all my Easy Way family to come through. And I'm telling you, you're going to love their stuff. You're going to love, and here's the thing too. You guys know how I roll. If you guys come into his store and you either take a picture, a selfie, you know, I'm all about content. Go live, especially telling and show the experience of you getting suited and booted. I'll do something real special, and we'll post you guys to a million followers on Instagram, or we'll feature you in the magazine, or we'll do something real special for you. Max, we're going to do this. I'm so glad that you're going to be at the Hoppe Awards, the Glamour and Style event. I'm going to introduce you to everybody I possibly can, and we're going to get your Instagram going. Tell everybody, Max, your Instagram and how people can follow you and get involved with Mastelloni Connections.
The sample is they can go. My Instagram is Mastelloni Connection. It's Eric. I mean, you know, I'm old fashioned. I don't do too much of the Instagram stuff like that. But you teach me something today, and I will able to do something on Instagram. I will involve with that things digital, and make it happen. You know. And I'm so glad we connected again, Easy. Mm-hmm. And see your dad. It's healthy. Thank God for that also.
Mm-hmm.
And look forward to better future for all of us.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. And
we thank
and
you, Max,
and
for
and
being
Matt,
with us for so many years.
And Max, we're going to get your hashtag out there. We're going to do Mastelloni Fashion. Hashtag Mastelloni Fashion. That's the new hashtag, guys.
Okay.
I want you guys to follow. Just like our hashtag is Easy Way Family. And everybody that wants to get a hold of Max or get involved with what you heard on the show today, you can go to Easy Way Interactive. Go to the app. And Max, all you need to do now is you can post in our app. And our app will share to all of your other social media, from Instagram to LinkedIn to Facebook to TikTok to everything. So you can do it all in one simple place now. And anything in closing, Max, we're going to wrap up the show now, but anything in closing that you wanted to promote or anything else?
Definitely. You know, as I say, Eric, my main concern is that's my company, Mastelloni Connection, but my clothing line is a Christian Couture. That's
okay,
my son name. That's my son name. I'm so proud of him, and that's why I put his name on.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll have to have your son on sometime. We'll do a father-son show, just like me and my dad host.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
He's better spoken and better grammar than I am.
You don't do a bad job.
That's my for sure.
You don't do a bad
job.
We'll be seeing you next week, right, Max?
Okay. Yes, sir, definitely.
Yeah, we'll be stopping in the store and letting everybody see how we're rolling. We're going to get suited and booted for the next Glamour and Style LA Fashion Week blowout. And then we also have the HAPA Awards, which you're going to be shining finding new connections, new people. Everybody's going to know about Mastelloni Connections. And thank you so much for taking the time today, Max. And thank you again for all your love and support over the last 20 years.
Thank you, Eric. God bless you.
Thank you, Max. And you made Eric sign.
Thank you, Dad.
He's looking
Thank
good.
You. God bless
We're
you.
Looking forward
looking
to seeing
forward
you next week.
You.
All right, Max. Thank you, Max.
All right.
Eric,
all right. So
that's time goes so fast.
Yeah, we are wrapped. We are wrapped up like a burrito at Albert Tacos. So thank you so much, everybody. You know, actually, because the holiday is coming up, we'll see like the next Christmas present you're giving your family member. We are wrapped now. Make sure you go to Easy Way Interactive, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, space interactive. I want to give a shout out and love to all of our Easy Way family out in social media land and everybody that I rekindled the flame with on the last couple of events. So looking forward to making some things happen. Guys, mark your calendars. Glamour and Style happening this Saturday, October 26th. And we'll be at the HAPA Awards. Even if you can't make it, you know, we always go live and we're interactive with you guys on all the things that we're doing. And then you can meet all these awesome people on the Easy Way Interactive app on Apple and Android. We'll see you guys on the pitch party. And please press the share button. Tell your friends. We'll see you guys next week, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on only on Easy Way Network .com. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Next week. Radio Boomers
Thank you for
Live.
Listening to Radio Bye. Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.